Jimmy, must be great to get on a horse like that that knows his way home around here.
Yeah, very professional horse. As I say, he knows more about the Naismire than I do. He's been around it that much time. But he's very, very game. And as I say, we're ready for today.
How much is the secret of winning a race like this, just to stay out of trouble early doors? Because, you know, until they sorted themselves out, the first furlong of a race like this can be horrible.
Yeah, it's quite tricky because they don't. It's so flat that they all stick together. So, you know, the gaps are very hard to come by. But horse the copper, like, he's quick out of the gates, gets you into a good position early and the sort of half the battle. And then his game at the end, which is the rest of the battle.
I mean, obviously the handicap has done him perhaps a slight favour, bearing in mind he's won a City Walls round here and was fifth in an Unthorpe. So to come and win a race like this, it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. No, so he's getting older now, but no, he still has his enthusiasm in that. And they hopefully can step forward on this win and win again.
And great for you to pick up the ride. I think you rode him at Chester. Was the first time you'd ever sat on the horse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I rode him once or twice at home. He ran away at home. But yeah, the first time I rode him in a race at Chester. And, you know, I thought he was very good that day. I just thought he got a bit tired near the end.
And of course, the trainer could hardly be in better form, could he?
No, exactly. Yeah, he was spot on for the day. No, it was a great training performance. But Tim knows him well and knows how to train him.